Visit a bar or saloon or tavern anywhere in South Carolina, and you will quickly discover that the state has a singular method of serving alcohol. It's the only state in the country that requires bars to serve hard liquor in mini bottles, those vial-sized miniatures normally found on airplane aisle carts or in hotel mini bars. Those small bottles are now at the center of a big debate as South Carolina lawmakers consider rolling back the 32-year-old law to allow bars to pour from bigger bottles of alcohol. Robert Hayes is a state senator from York County, South Carolina. He's one of the main opponents of the mini bottle law, and he joins us now. Senator Hayes, what is the history of the mini bottle law?
Back in the early 70s, we, like a lot of states at that time, had the only way that you could serve alcohol was using what's known as the brown bag, which means you brought your own alcohol into a restaurant. You could order the mixer for the alcohol, but the restaurant couldn't serve you hard alcohol. Needless to say, this was a terrible situation where people were easily becoming intoxicated, bringing their own bottle to a restaurant. So we went to the mini-bottle system in the state and put a heavy tax on the mini-bottle, required restaurants and bars to use mini-bottles, and generated funds for the local alcohol and drug abuse treatment programs. So at the time, it was a progressive step for South Carolina, but we have not continued to progress.
This has come up several times in South Carolina. Why is this change needed now? What's driving this?
Well, it's not only needed now. It was needed the last state, the 49th state in the nation to go to free pour was Utah, and that was in 1990. I think that what's driving me to propose a change is that we have a very bad safety record, and I think that contributing to the safety problems that we have on our highways in South Carolina is the fact that we have the strongest drinks in the nation. You know, we lowered last year to .08, the point where you can be arrested for driving under the influence in South Carolina. But using the mini bottle, you can be at .08, you know, in very short order, much quicker than any other state.
Well, Senator, for those who haven't visited a watering hole in South Carolina, why is it that the drinks are so much stronger there? Could you help us understand that?
Well, when you break the seal on a mini bottle, you have to pour the entire mini bottle into the drink. So a drink would be 1.7 ounces as opposed to a free pour drink, which is probably 1.2. So it's substantially stronger.
And if you have a situation where a drink requires just a splash of alcohol, perhaps not, you can't do it.
Yeah, the specialty drinks where you have different types of alcohol, you have to make them very large in South Carolina because you've got to put, when you break the seal, you've got to put the entire mini bottle in those drinks.
And as I understand, sir, you do not consume alcohol yourself.
No.
And the support from this is coming from religious conservatives, from MAD and other groups that are against alcohol consumption in, or at least promote moderate alcohol consumption, if any. Where are the voters at on this right now?
Well, we'll find out, because when we went to the mini-bottle system, they put it in the Constitution. So to change it, it'll have to go back before the voters in November at the general election.
Senator Hayes, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Robert Hayes is a state senator from York County, South Carolina.